is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. We begin with the death of an astronaut. Retired Major General William Enders was killed yesterday in a plane crash in Washington State. He was 90 years old.
Bill Enders only flew in space once, but what a flight it was. As Enders, Jim Lovell, and Frank Borman became the first humans to circle the moon Christmas Eve, 1968. Enders' first impression?
So I described it, thus gaining the wrath of poets worldwide.
But looking back at Earth...
Oh, my God, look at that picture over there. Wow, that's pretty.
Enders grabbed a camera and started shooting. Earthrise quickly became one of the most iconic photographs in human history. Peter King, CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center.
Well, we still have a few weeks until the calendar says summer, but it is already feeling like it in parts of the Southwest. This week, temps soared above 110 degrees in California, Arizona, and Nevada. Marta Segura is the chief heat officer for Los Angeles and says they're ready for whatever Mother Nature brings as we officially get into summertime.
We have a heat action framework and goals for the summer that we've been working on with the emergency management department, local fire department, our public safety teams. There will be record-breaking heat. You can never be too prepared for heat season, especially since the records keep breaking summer after summer after summer.
And staying cool will likely be expensive. Two energy groups believe the heat and growing utility costs will cause electric bills to jump almost 8% nationwide. Russia is about to begin naval exercises in the Caribbean. CBS's Samantha Vinograd has details.
The exercises are anticipated to include both naval maritime ships as well as aircraft. And about four ships or so will be making port calls in Cuba in June and potentially in Venezuela as well.
And Cuba says none of the ships carry nuclear weapons and insists their stopover does not represent a threat to the region. Well, they run for the carnations today at the Belmont Stakes.
And they're up.
Because of renovations at Belmont Park, the third leg of the Triple Crown will be run at the Saratoga Racecourse in upstate New York. There's no chance for a Triple Crown winner this year, but Kentucky Derby winner Mystic Dan and second place finisher Sierra Leone will run. So will Preakness champ Seize the Gray. It could be a fast race. At Saratoga, it's a mile and a quarter, shorter than the usual mile and a half at Belmont. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
If horse racing isn't your thing, tonight's the first game of the NHL Stanley Cup between the Edmonton Oilers and the Florida Panthers. Puck drops at 8 p.m. Eastern. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
If you dig into the history of the LGBTQ plus movement in our state, you may be surprised by what you find. The first public call to get rid of restrictions against gay people was discussed by Wisconsin officials in 1966, not long after voters elect several openly gay leaders for the first time. But a 1982 law stands out as Wisconsin becomes the first state to prohibit discrimination in employment, housing, and public accommodations on the basis of sexual orientation. An extraordinary history of Wisconsin pride. I'm Terry Barr.
It all comes together for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. Milwaukee bounced back in a big way Friday, blowing out the Detroit Tigers 10-0. In addition to a strong pitching outing by Tobias Myers, the bats came alive for the crew in piling up 16 hits with their 10 runs. Here's manager Pat Murphy.
I just think it's the mentality, you know, like these guys understand that this kid's got good stuff, man. This kid's good. And I think they understand, you know, they're hitting the ball the other way when it's called for. They hit line drives when it's called for, you know. Like I said, they're not just trying to go deep.
Today, it'll be Freddy Peralta pitching for the Brewers in Game 2 of the three-game series. Glenn Day and Boo Weekly lead the AmFam Championship at University Ridge at 4-under par after the first day. Wisconsin natives Jerry Kelly and Steve Stricker are one shot back of the leaders. The event continues through tomorrow. And today, high school sports champions will be crowned in tennis, softball, and lacrosse. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
WRJN weather,
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a chance of sprinkles, otherwise mostly cloudy, with a high near 70. For tonight, becoming clear with a low around 56. Sunny mid-70s on your Sunday. For Monday, sunshine with a high near 65. 68 Tuesday and back to the low 70s by Wednesday.
It's 57 at our studios.
Good Saturday morning to you with Rick Johnson from WRJN Supremes.
I need love, love to ease my mind. I need to find someone to call mine. But mama said, you can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait. She said, love don't come easy. It's a game of give and take. You can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait. You gotta trust, give it time. No matter how long it takes, but how
Memorial Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits.
Here's the one that started it all.
She loves you, yeah.
She rocked me like
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Seniors, WPS Health Insurance wants to see you at American Family Field on select weekday home games. Seniors 60-plus can save 50% on tickets and are invited to stroll along the outfield warning track following the game. Visit brewers.com/WPS to learn more. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm? I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
At Progressive, we know money can't buy happiness. But money did buy your boat, where you find peace fishing, unlike at home with three teenage daughters. Because fish never argue about who stole whose crop top, or get mad the other fish used up all the hot water. No, they just swim around, never embarrassed to be seen with you in public. So save money by bundling your boat or RV insurance with home or auto from Progressive. And buy more happiness, or something close to it. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
It's June Dairy Month. And though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official mill plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you! Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who placed the call. Boss Bunker took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who could call me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tall part of our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me in the mission, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Afraid of what I might have on my mind. One thing you can be sure of, I'll take good care of your love. If you will let me give you mine, baby, willpower, it's now or never. Ever tell you the facts of life? Well, there's so much you have to learn, and I would gladly teach you. California girls are really the most.
skin, oh Frisco. A pretty little chick wherever you go.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a chance of sprinkles, otherwise mostly cloudy, with a high near 70. For tonight, becoming clear with a low around 56. Sunny mid-70s on your Sunday. For Monday, sunshine with a high near 65. 68 Tuesday and back to the low 70s by Wednesday.
It's 57 at our studios.
Well, not too bad. Not too bad weather-wise, but okay. We'll take it. Sweet City Woman, the Stampeders. Local news, timeless hits, here on WRJN. Do me a favor, would you? Tell a friend.
Well, I'm on my way to the city lights, to the pretty face that shines her light on the city nights. And I got a kitchen noon train, gotta be there on time. Oh, it feels so good to know she waits at the end of the line. Sweet, sweet city woman, I can see your face, I can hear your voice, I can almost touch you. Sweet, sweet city woman, on the banjo and me, we got a feel for singing. I can hear your voice, I can almost touch you. Sweet, sweet city woman, on the banjo and me, we got a feel for singing.
Put your arms around me, baby, baby, can't you hear?
a dime before I walk away. Any song you want, I'll gladly play. Money feeds my music machine. Now listen while I play my green tambourine.
Loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
WRJN.
Johnson from Radio Park at WRJN, Different Drum, Linda Ronstadt, and the Stone Ponies. And, you know, I felt I was looking kind of either side of my car driving on the way in this morning. I'm wondering, clowns on the left of me and jokers to the right. Gotta watch out. Defensive driving.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. I got the feeling that something ain't right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair. And I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you. And I'm wondering what it is I should do. It's so hard to keep the smile from my face. Losing control, yeah, I'm all over the place. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right, here I am, stuck in the middle with you. When you started out with nothing and you counted yourself a self-made man.
news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
And weather coming up at the top of the hour, and some more timeless hits. Here's Jagger and the Stones, Painted Black at WRJN.
I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. I see a line of cars and they are painted black, with flowers and my love both never to come back.
I see people turn their heads and quickly look away, like a newborn baby, it just happens every day.
I look inside myself and see my heart is black. My red door, I must have it into black.
Maybe then I'll fade away and not have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black.
No more will my green seagull turn a deeper blue.
I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
If I look hard enough into the setting sun, my love will laugh with me before the morning comes. I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. I see the girls walk by dressed in their summer clothes.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. We begin in Las Vegas, where it is really hot. Temps soaring in the triple digits. Here's CBS's Wendy Gillette.
It's a little warm, huh?
The dog days of summer are already here in parts of the Southwest, even before the official start of the season in 2 weeks. This Las Vegas pup donned protective shoes for a walk, followed by a dip in a kiddie pool.
Correspondent Ben Tracy tells us while it does tend to get steamy in Vegas, this is really early for this kind of heat.
People are not acclimated to this kind of heat yet. Extreme heat is the most deadly natural weather phenomenon in the United States. It actually kills more people than hurricanes, tornadoes, and floods combined.
And experts say this could be the new normal. Apollo 8 astronaut Bill Anders has died. Hundreds of millions of people listened as he read from the Book of Genesis on Christmas Eve 1968. He spoke with CBS News about it 30 years later.
The Southern Baptists, who had a big convention after our flight, we had about 100 feet of a scroll with the signatures thanking us for reading from the Bible. At the same time, we were sued in the federal court by Madeline Murray O'Hare, who said we were mixing religion with state business.
He died in a plane crash in Washington State. Anders was 90 years old. CBS's Scott McFarlane tells us it's the defense's turn in the gun trial of Hunter Biden.
The defense says it may call Hunter Biden to testify next week. Former prosecutor Tom Dupree says that would expose Biden to very tough questions for prosecutors.
In respect, when you put the defendant on the stand to testify in his own defense, you're risking opening a Pandora's box.
There are no other defense witnesses, so this case could go to closing arguments by the end of the day Monday, and then into the hands of a Delaware jury.
A final spin of the wheel for Pat Sajak, who signed off from Wheel of Fortune after hosting the game show for four decades.
It's been an incredible privilege to be invited into millions of homes, night after night, year after year, decade after decade. And I've always felt that the privilege came with a responsibility to keep this daily half hour a safe place for family fun. Just a game.
He recorded more than 8,000 episodes. I was actually on one of them that aired in 2001.
We need three more consonants and a vowel.
P.
It's one.
M.
Two.
H.
And your vowel.
A.
Okay, oh. You're going to get, no, you're fine. You're going to get a couple of P's, which means you can do this.
Flip-flop?
I think you will, yes.
A lot of fun. I actually won $43,800. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your